Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. A downtown Davenport building is now included on a prestigious list. The Peterson Paper Building at East 2nd Street has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. City planner Ryan Rusnak says that just 4 years ago it was vacant, but then some local investors fixed it up and turned it into 23 apartments. Being included on the National Register will help them pay for projects because it makes the building eligible for state and federal tax credits.
We had a building that was vacant for many years, and so listing on the National Register and many properties throughout the downtown has allowed these buildings to be rehabilitated just because of how much money it costs to rehab them.
Rusnak says it was one of Davenport's first fireproof buildings. Originally, it was owned by the Davenport Bag and Paper Company and became the Peterson Paper Company in 1940 through 1992. Just across Pershing Avenue is the John Kelly Company Wholesale Groceries Building, now known as the Bucktown Center of the Arts. That recently became a local landmark and may soon qualify for the National Register as well. A Quad Cities-based company is sharing the benefits of the federal tax cut in a big way. This week, the shipping company Dorn Transfer, based in Rock Island, gave each of its 1,200 employees a $1,000 bonus. About 350 of those workers are based in Rock Island. Heather Dorn, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, says the company wanted it to be a big surprise.
You know, it really went a long ways because we've got a lot of hourly people, so $1,000 really does go a long ways, and we got a lot of heartfelt appreciation notes sent to us about how they're using the money and how much it really meant to them. And I think that makes us feel good. That's exactly what we wanted for our employees.
Dorn plans to spend the rest of the tax savings on new equipment for its trucks. The company's employees are based in 7 Midwestern states and serve the Midwest and parts of the East Coast. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.